How will artificial intelligence redefine journalism as we know it? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how AI is reshaping media. Today is Thursday, April 10th. Here's what's making waves in the realm of journalism and media creation. Let's get into it. The upcoming Hawana 2025 and Sarawak Media Conference are set to spotlight artificial intelligence's transformative role in journalism and media. Scheduled to take place between May and July, these events will bring together media professionals, content creators, and industry leaders to discuss AI's impact on the field. This is not just about recognizing journalists. It's about celebrating the entire media ecosystem, from DJs and photographers to editors and social media influencers. Awang Putrayusri, Awang Redzuan, the director of the Sarawak Public Communications Unit, highlighted the importance of these events in acknowledging the evolving landscape of media. "We want to celebrate all those involved in content creation," he said, stressing the inclusion of diverse media roles. This inclusive approach extends to social media influencers, who, despite lacking official media credentials, contribute significantly to public discourse. A key theme of these conferences will be the revitalization of radio as a platform. Despite being perceived as a sunset industry, radio still holds potential as a vibrant medium. Sessions dedicated to understanding the current and future relevance of radio will feature collaborations with local stations like RTM and Kopi Kopi FM, aiming to explore innovative ways to keep radio engaging. In addition to the conferences, casual weekend gatherings are planned across Kuching, Miri, and Cebu to build momentum and foster community among media practitioners. These events will include light recreational activities, giving professionals a chance to unwind and network. The gatherings are coordinated with local journalist associations to ensure broad participation. Awang Putrayusri also revealed a major restructuring within UCAS, particularly focusing on enhancing their research capabilities to better understand the diverse issues affecting different ethnic groups. This initiative aims to ensure that policies are reflective of the real sentiments on the ground, fostering a more inclusive and informed media landscape. Let us turn our attention to a growing concern in the digital political landscape: deepfake content. A recent study has revealed that Australians are encountering more political deepfakes online, yet many continue to share this content without verifying its authenticity. This is a trend that could have significant implications for democracy and public trust. The study, conducted by Adobe, highlights that only 1 in 10 Australian voters is very confident in their ability to identify deepfakes. Despite widespread awareness of the risks posed by artificial intelligence technology, nearly half of the population tends to overlook content they suspect to be fake, and few take the time to verify material before sharing it. In response to these findings, there is growing support for government regulations to mandate labeling of AI-generated political content. This comes on the heels of a Senate inquiry that recommended imposing restrictions on high-risk uses of artificial intelligence and calls from some senators to revise political advertising rules. The research surveyed over 1,000 Australian voters, revealing that 77% have noticed an increase in political deepfakes over the past 3 months, with 69% expressing concern about their potential impact on the federal election. Social media platforms are the primary channels for spreading AI-generated content, and it is clear that the public is feeling the strain. Adobe's Asia-Pacific Government Relations and Public Policy Director Jennifer Mulvaney emphasized the need for digital media literacy to accompany any regulatory changes. She noted, "If people are not trusting what they see and they are concerned, their views can be changed by things that are not necessarily real. That is concerning." It is evident that the technology behind deepfakes is becoming increasingly sophisticated, making it harder for individuals to discern real from fake. This underscores the urgency for both regulatory action and public education to combat the growing threat of misinformation. As we wrap up today's episode of the AI in Media Daily Brief, it is clear that the rise of deepfakes is not just a technological challenge, but a societal one. The call for regulation and education is a crucial step towards ensuring the integrity of political discourse. Thanks for tuning in. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.